today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the view of Imam Ali alayhi salam towards worshipping Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you open the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Wednesday, is the 12th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter An-Nahl from the Holy Quran, verse 43, and the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ
And we sent not before you except men to whom we revealed our message. So ask the people of the message if you do not know.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
At this time, addressing the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, the Quran asserts that Allah did not send anyone before him except those individuals from mankind whose hearts were illuminated with the light of divine revelation. That is, they were just like him in divine messengership, benefiting from revelation and in the capacity of being his own envoys. There have been quoted about 60 quotations concerning this issue, through some of which the Immaculate Imams have confirmed that, swearing by Allah, it is we who are the Ahlul Dhikr, the responsible to whom the people must put their questions.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Can you remember the topic of this episode of today's special? The view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Someone told Imam Ali alayhi salam, Have you seen your Lord that you worship him? Imam Ali answered, Woe be on you. I do not worship the Lord who I have not seen. The questioner asked, How have you seen him? Imam Ali replied, Human eye cannot see Allah, rather his heart can perceive Allah by real belief. When the prayer time came, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali's face discolored and his body shook. He was asked about the reason for this change of state. Imam Ali answered, It is the time for returning a trust which Allah Almighty presented to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they could not bear accepting it. The weak human, however, accepted that trust. I wonder if I could have returned the trust well.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Regarding the worldly effects and material rewards, such as praying for rain to alleviate drought, or performing night prayers for prosperity, it is also questionable how these intentions are compatible with seeking closeness to God. The answer to all these questions is that whatever a person asks from God is in itself seeking closeness to Him. In other words, the rewards of paradise and escape from hell's punishment or worldly material rewards are like a call upon a call, a motive for seeking closeness to God. Because the worshipper knows that without the intention of seeking closeness, these things will not be achieved. Therefore, throughout the Quran, to encourage believers to obey the Lord and seek closeness to Him, there is mention of the pleasures of paradise. And to deter from disobedience, there is a mention of the torments of hell. If these matters were in contradiction with the intention of seeking closeness, they would not have been so extensively presented in the holy book of Quran. Similarly, the matter of prayer for rain and the like has been narrated in Islamic hadith, and the infallibles, alayhim salam, have encouraged them. If it was inconsistent with the intention of seeking closeness, they would not have encouraged it. Also, the worldly rewards for performing night prayers, reciting various chapters of the Quran, or prayers for freeing prisoners and healing the sick, all indicate that whatever is asked of God, even if the motive is to attain worldly material benefits, does not contradict the intention of seeking closeness.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
A superb human being, a perfect Muslim. Dear brothers and sisters, the life of the commander of the faithful is the life of a complete Muslim and a perfect individual. The commander of the faithful is a role model. His childhood and teens were spent in the arms of the Holy Prophet and under his tutelage. He was raised by the Holy Prophet and he was educated by him. During his early teens and youth, when the issue of Ba'athah arose, and when he experienced difficult events with the Ba'athah of the Holy Prophet, he was always attached to the Holy Prophet, and he experienced all these events with him. From the first day of Ba'athah until the day it was announced in public, he was subject to all attacks and difficulties. He himself says, "I followed him, Rasulullah, like a lamb which moves after its mother."
Allahu 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 Allah Allahu 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 Allah Allahu 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 Allah Allahu 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 Allah.
The profound advice given by Imam Ali to his son in this part of today's special. Importance of self-respect. Earn your livelihood. through scrupulously honest means and be content with such earnings. Do not let your desires drive you such that you encounter disappointment and loss. Remember that everyone who prays to Allah for a thing will not always get in. One who controls his or her desires safeguards self-respect. At times, you may secure your heart's desires by means that make you lose your self-respect, but nothing in this world can compensate for the loss of self-respect, nobility, and honor. Take care, my son, and be aware that you do not make yourself a slave, subservient to another person. God has created you a free man. Do not barter away your freedom in return for anything of this world. There is no goodness in wealth and power acquired dishonorably. Do not barter away your freedom.
A mosque is a place that Allah has worshipped, correct? Any place where you worship Allah, you please Allah, you serve Allah, it turns into a mosque. If you go out on the street and you see an old lady or an old man trying to cross the street, but there's cars coming left and right, and you help this old lady and old man cross the street, that street becomes a masjid. It becomes a mosque. Because right there and then you worshiped Allah. Wherever you worship, your workplace. If you help your coworkers, people at your workplace, your job becomes a masjid. It becomes a mosque. Worshipping doesn't necessarily mean performing wudu and coming and standing and saying Allahu Akbar and worshipping. No. When you serve others, when you help others, the brothers and sisters that serve iftar after salah, that's worship. When you help clean the mosque, that's worship. When you pick up the trash, that's worship. Helping people in the community, those that don't speak English, you translate for them, that's worship. If you do these things for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and you want Him to be pleased with you, that's worship. Salla ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he noticed two brothers, siblings, from the same mother and father. One remained in his mosque, in the Prophet's mosque, from morning till night worshipping, reciting Quran, always on tahara, on wudu, praying. And that person had a brother who would serve him, who went to work, who made a living, and he would bring food for his brother worshipping at the mosque, and he would take food to that worshipper's family at home. So one would worship all day, and the other would work to serve the one worshipping and to serve his family. Rasulullah said, you know who's worshipping? The one who's working is worshipping. That's the greater worship. In Islam, we're taught that a person who goes out to work, who comes back home from work tired, sweating, exhausted, hungry, this person's a worshipper. In fact, he's not just a worshipper. He's as if he entered the battlefield and he killed enemies of humanity and enemies of Allah. Al-amil al-kaddu ala ayalih kal-mujahidu fi sabilillah. This is worship.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue to learn more about the Holy Quran and the view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Till another episode, have a nice time.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
حيدر حيدر